what is truth. You're talking but what you're saying. Truth. Whoever hears my voice is hearing truth. You can't handle the truth. It's time for What Is Truth with your host, Dr. Weech. Let's go. Let's get it. Are you ready? All right, everybody, welcome to What Is Truth. I'm your host, Dr. Weech. We got a lot of information we want to cover today on this 10th month of the 2014 year. Once again, we want to definitely encourage you to follow us on the social medias. Please friend us, like us, do all those things that are required on the social media so you can stay up to date. Continue to check my page. Please go to the What Is Truth, my page on the website, WGGF Radio, or whichever network this show is running on. Please go to my page. I have a page on there with a lot of information, and if you miss any particular show, you can check the podcast. And we've also begin to upload a video channel of these shows, so please continue to support. And we also encourage you to participate in the chat room on our player. And please text in your questions as the show is running real time. 321-345 WGGF 321-345 WGGF 321-345-9443. Hit us up in real time. Now, first of all, there's a lot of things happening. Again, there's so much stuff with police behaving badly. It's just unbelievable. We have information about the Department of Homeland Security about to do a crackdown, demonstrations in Ferguson, illegal line of questioning. Pastor confesses to having AIDS and sleep with the parishioners. T.D. Jakes sues Young Jeezy and U.S. gathering U.S. citizens. We got some gun violence. And one thing I want to hit on is from the White House to Black Robes, the new way to forward the agenda and usurp the will of the people and due process. We've got an attack on homeschoolings, and we have corruption in politics. And also, we want to show you that big banks are coming after you. If you have your home foreclosed on, they coming after you. Even if it's been after 7 years, they coming after you. So we're going to have some things we're going to talk about today. And I guess we're going to get right into it. Or we're going to go to a song. You know what? Let's go to a song. But no, let's get right in. Okay, Johnny, what are we going to do? Okay, hold on a second. All right, you know, we'll just get right into it. I want to talk about this article I saw on the web. It was on the Yahoo website, and it was on the website real early in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, about 4, maybe 5 in the morning. I want to say 3. This is one of the mornings I was up unusually early. And look what it says. We're coming to a place now where we're going to have, I don't know if any of you all remember seeing the movie The Matrix, when I forgot the guy, Larry Fishburne's character tells Neo, they're coming for you. You have to follow me and get you out of here so you can make it out of here alive. Well, this article found on the Examiner's website, and again, I'm going to do my best to get this information up to you people. When you go to my webpage, I'm going to do my best so you can see the article, the black and white, for yourself. We don't make this information up, people. You can go to the website. You could do this research online if you want to. It's entirely up to you. It says, within the last 2 weeks, several tips came to our office indicating pending dangers to certain groups of citizens. These tips led to a source who, speaking on a condition of anonymity, alleges that just after the election of a major initiative would be launched against citizens whose values are diametrically opposite to that of Barack Obama and the current Washington elitist leadership in Congress. Now, I don't know if you find this hard to believe, but when I first read it, I said there's no way that this is happening. They're going to round up people who disagrees with government. I said this cannot happen. I said there's no way this happens. But, you know, I don't find it too hard to believe at this point. Here's why. If you remember, we had the IRS doing the purge of conservative groups who were forming tea parties to directly challenge this current administration and believing that they were usurping and trumping the will of the people and trumping the Constitution. What has happened after that? Nothing has happened as a result of that. And consider this point now. I don't know if any of you recall when Mr. Obama said he will not do anything regarding immigration until after the election. Do you all remember that? Yeah, he has a lot of Democrats upset with him. A lot of Democrats are fighting for office. And some have even said, you know what, forget it. We can't win none of these things. We're not going to be able to win none of these places, some of these elections that we're being challenged to. What do they call the House or the Senate? Which one is it? They said, we were hoping to retain possession, and the Republicans are going to gain ground and win this. And I want you to know that this is done to structure gridlock. This is done to structure gridlock. We got a lot of information regarding the politics today, because I think you ought to be well informed with respect to politics. Okay, you have to be well informed with respect to politics. Now, this particular report says that the source indicated that those within the Department of Homeland Security, that's where it's going to come from. Department of Homeland Security, you're a terrorist, you're vicious, you're bullying. And so as a result, the Department of Homeland Security, which was structured and set up by the previous administration to counter terrorism, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. It was, we really heard about this DHS, Department of Homeland Security, during the previous administration. Now you have all these czars being set up, and I'm telling y'all folks, there's some information and documentaries out there. What we're seeing is so familiar to what was happening in Nazi Germany. And I'm going to tell you now, they're going to need a scapegoat. They absolutely need a scapegoat. And what I'm seeing it moving towards is they're going to have a scapegoat, either a race of people or a religious group of individuals. Now, in my opinion, I believe that we see some kind of drawback or compression against Christians, so-called Christians. Why? Because they're saying, hey, I don't believe we should have to support homosexual marriage. And you have a lot of people who are conservative, who believe in the Bible, who are fighting against this homosexual agenda. Now, I said last week that Democrats, Republicans, whatever you vote, you need to realize that the homosexuals in the Democratic Party, the homosexuals in the Republican Party. And I think if you are understanding and knowledgeable of that, you'll do well. And I think that's from the U.S. courts to the administration to the lower courts, to all a part of the gamut. And I say that either homo, bi, or tri in bestiality. And I think when you realize that this agenda could not survive without the influences of upper echelons of government, it couldn't. If you're telling me that 3.2% of the population is homosexual, that's those who say, yes, I am. Now, you have a countless group who are bi, experimental, enjoy it, and still go home to wives or what have you. I really think that's how they get down in Washington, and I'm not saying anything unusual. These are my opinions. But you had John McCain literally say years ago, Washington is the synagogue of Satan. He quoted the Bible, the synagogue of Satan. Now, I say these religious groups who are so-called Christians will be targeted, because you see some of them having their businesses forfeited because they said they don't want to service homosexuals because it goes against their values. Now, how do you feel about that? 321-345 WGGF, 321-345-9443. Hit me up. Let me know. I have a text coming in right now saying they disagree with the government forcing people to serve individuals that goes against their values. I thank you very much, my man, Mr. Frank from Seattle. I appreciate that text. Please join us on the chat line. We're right on the chat line. You go to our player, the lower button that says menu. That on the player says menu. You'll see the bubble there, and you can click right on that. We'll be doing the chat line live. I thank you, sir. I am sort of conflicted with this because I do hold the beliefs, mind you. I've studied a lot of religion, and I do hold the belief, and I like the teachings of Yeshua, the Messiah, or Yeshua. I really appreciate his teachings more than any other booklets I've read, religious books I've read. And I'm a little conflicted with this, because if you're going to be in the marketplace, I think nature has defined what homosexual is. And I know most Americans don't care what people are doing in their bedrooms. But I think most Americans have a problem when you try to force feed them something that is pretty much unnatural. What do you mean unnatural? Well, for the coexistence of life, you have to have a male and female. But nonetheless, I still believe most Americans care less about what people do in the privacy of their homes. But I think if this was to go to a vote to the public now, people would not be so supportive, because they're seeing the non-tolerance of people who are in favor of traditional marriage. But nonetheless, I think there's an obligation. If you have a business in the public forum, you may have to comply, or you may have to say, hey, we can't service you because of XYZ, but not because of a particular gender base or what have you. So there's a little trickiness around that, but certainly the law should not be compelling individuals to forfeit their businesses nor fine them, because certainly I'm sure we can find precedent in cases where people weren't served because of racial issues, because of other issues. So I think we're running a fine line. And I think it's problematic when government is too involved in the lives of everyday people. Now, secondly, I think the scapegoat is going to be racial. We're seeing a lot of racial tension and profiling from police officers to people of color, African Americans. So I think what's going to happen, how we come down the pipeline, is you're going to see the scapegoat is going to be on racial groups or religious groups. I'm telling you, I really do think that, because if we check what history of what Germany did, you got to go and look at what Germany was doing. Jews weren't allowed to have businesses, and we're seeing so-called Christians having to forfeit their businesses. I mean, listen, there have been cases where you pet homosexuals particularly go to this particular store. Okay, we know this is a Christian-based store. We're going to go to this one and see if they're going to do what we want them to do. And if they don't, we're going to go file charges against them and cause them to comply. Okay. And we see a lot of racial profiling from police officers, to where you have a racial divide, where you may have a large majority of non-black people approving of the tactics of policemen. Well, especially you have so-called African Americans who disapprove from the actions of policemen. And so you have that divide right there. So that's a huge problem. But getting back to this article, it's found on the Examiner page. And if you go look and search for it, you could have it says DHS. This is what you're going to look for. DHS to intensify attacks on freedom-oriented citizens. Now, these are people who are conservative. These are people who say, hey, we feel that the Constitution is a long-standing document. Remember, you got to remember the government classified certain religions as extremists. So be mindful of this. It says the source indicated that those within the DHS and the rest of the Obama administration who support a massive crackdown on the liberties of citizens are ready to make a dramatic move once the midterm elections in November are over. These particular government employees, particularly those at the top level, believe that Christians, Tea Party participants, and those who support the Constitution and oppose his progressive agenda are dangerous and need to be subjected to purge. Did you hear that? I didn't write this stuff. This is on the website. I'm surprised this is on Yahoo website. I found the article, and then later on when I woke up around about 7 or 8, or matter of fact, 9 o'clock, I went to look back for the article was gone. But did you hear what I said? Tea Party, Christians, and those who support the Constitution, they said they're going to have a purge to get these people out of office. This is step one. This is an aggressive agenda. Now, since we're here, I want to transition into another area. And we have a topic called From the White House to the Black Robes. The way your votes your votes will no longer count. Let me give an example. What I mean when I say from the White House to the Black Robes. Obama said, hey, I'm not doing nothing about immigration until after the midterm elections. Why? Here's my thinking. It will go against, this move will certainly help the Republican Party. If anything, it's a little nudge for the Republican Party. You got to remember that there's organized friction here. Organized friction, organized constriction. People still believe that two parties, the Republicans and Democrats, the economies are separate. No, they're not. They work toward a goal, and they're so good at what they do. They work so good at they bring about the organized confusion to bring about one particular purpose. And in my opinion, I do believe they're pushing towards limiting the rights of citizens, pushing towards a global community, and pushing towards a global currency so everything can be in sync as cohesive, and that there's easier monitoring of citizens. This is what I believe. Now, some people may call this a new world order or that, but this is what I believe is happening. Now, the reason why I say from the White House to the Black Robes is because this is another way that the agendas will be pushed. Now, when Obama says, I'm not going to do anything about the immigration until after the midterm elections, here's something that he's betting on. Now, let me tell you one thing about this president. He's very eloquent. He's very articulate. He's very skillful. And he's very charismatic. When I listen to this brother talk, oh my goodness, he sweeps me off my feet. The brother sweeps me off my feet. He's a very articulate and eloquent speaker, and I can appreciate that. Night and day between the previous. The previous was more dogmatic, and I can appreciate his brashness and say, hey, listen, I'm going to screw you over. That's that. This guy is just as smooth as butter and very eloquent. Now, his strategy for telling you I'm not going to do anything about a lot of these policies until after the midterm election, you have Congress, they won't come back and work. They won't. They won't come back and work to say, oh, we're going to wait till the midterm election, and that's that. Now, let me just tell you why I say Black Robes and White House is going to be the new dictatorial regime. Obama says already, listen, if I got to do executive orders, I will do that. And an executive order cannot be recalled. Once that thing is in place, boom, that is that. It reminds me of when Roosevelt years ago made it was illegal to own gold in the United States. Did you all know that? If you had gold, you had to subject your gold to the government, and they'll give you pennies to the dollar on it. Okay? You could have gotten an heirloom from your family member. It was illegal. It was an executive order signed. Nothing you could do about it. So Obama's saying, listen, what's going to happen is these Democrats are going to lose. I know these Republicans are not going to work with me. This is when I begin to sign this series of executive orders. And that's going to be an issue and a problem. Remember, you still have ISIS coming down the pipe to stoke that fear-mongering. You still have Ebola coming down the pipe, stoking down the fear-mongering. Now, recall they said you had nothing to worry about with this Ebola. You had nothing to worry about. Boop in Dallas, boop in Spain, boop in Italy. It's going all over the place. Now, I said last week, and I didn't make the point, that Hollywood is the prophetic voice. Hold on a second. I got a text. Yes, sir. Yes, Pam from Memphis. I am mentioning Ebola. She said, don't forget to mention Ebola. Thank you, Pam from Memphis, for telling me about that. Remember, 321-345-9443, 321-345 WGGF. You can send those texts right in, and we'll deal with those real time on the air. I have another text. Keep it up, my friend. You're speaking the truth. I have another text from Diana from Seattle again. Seattle, what's up? Thanks for listening. She wants me to tie in the Black Robes and the White House. Let me finish this point quickly because we're going to have to go to a break in a moment. The reason why I'm saying the White House and the Black Robes, black and white. Give the contrast. Black and white. There's a reason why I'm saying this. They're going to cause a racial divide. Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to create a racial war between blacks and whites. Remember what I said. Hollywood is the prophetic voice of Washington. Remember a movie called Contagion? This is when people were catching diseases, and they began to round people up and hold them for a length of time. Remember, I told you in Liberia, they had the military going door to door, and if you had symptoms of Ebola, they were taking you in. Now, if you are a dissident and you are problematic, the government can say, you're fun for Ebola. We're going to hold you indefinitely into this camp, and they can inject you with whatever they please. This sounds unreasonable. This sounds crazy. People, they're getting Ebola camps ready. Ebola camps. That's what they're calling it. All right, I got my man from NYC. Thank you for tuning in, Jack, my man. He says, my brother, they've been starting this Ebola thing over here. People are taking a lot of chances. Okay, I hear you, my man. I think I'm going to have a doctor come in next week to explain to us what we can do to stay clear of this Ebola thing. My man Paul from Jayville says, one thing you can do is stay clean and keep your hands sanitized. Good advice, my brother. They're saying you have to keep your hands sanitized. I got another text. Remember, 321-345 WGGF. 321-345 WGGF. Please participate in the chat room. Now, let me finish this point because we got to take a break. The reason why it says, Obama says now, when these Republicans take office, I'll have gridlock and they won't do anything, so I'm going to push through executive orders. And if you still think your vote means something, look at the black robes. How many people, okay, the Supreme Court ruled the state has a right to do what it pleases within, away from the federal government. During this homosexual process, and this wasn't even worked out by the Supreme Court, Eric Holder says, I don't care what the states do. The government's going to recognize those marriages, which was totally illegal. They tried to kick this thing up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said no. Now, the people voted. The states voted to say no about homosexual marriage. And the judges say unconstitutional. Now, why am I using homosexual marriage as an example? Am I bashing on that? No, I'm using it as a fine precedent. What they're going to do, it doesn't matter how you vote. A congressman, a statement, a citizen could sue it, say the law is unconstitutional. They can get a judge to go and take this before the judge. Boom, a judge could knock it down and say unconstitutional. So whatever the will of the people voted for from a state level can be usurped by the black robes. Whatever people vote from the federal level can be usurped by the White House. See, remember Obama says, we're not going to defend this law anymore. It was a law, and he said, we're not going to defend the law anymore. The Attorney General will not defend the law any further. So we'll take choices, or we take and pick and choose which laws we're going to stand for and which laws we're not. Now, people, let me say, oh, he's talking about homosexual. No, I'm showing a precedent. I'm showing an example of how laws will be rewritten. It doesn't matter how you vote. Laws will be rewritten from the White House and from the benches, and they're going to forward their agenda that way. Listen, I got to take a break. You're listening to What is Truth. I'm your host, Dr. Weech. We'll be right back.
It's movie night, and you can't find your favorite movie or CD. Did you look online to FYE.com? They have a large selection of DVDs and CDs. Want to step it up? They have your favorite Blu-ray and games. FYE is an entertainment haven. Log on and check them out from our webpage and get the best deal. By doing this, you support us, and they will continue to support us. FYE.com for your movies, CDs, and games. On from the banner link on WGGFradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-917-1316, 800-917-1316, 800-917-1316. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8521. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8521. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8521. 866-657-8521. 866-657-8521.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is What is Truth. I'm your host, Dr. Weech. Got a couple of texts off the line. One person says from Kentucky, hey, we understand this IRS thing. It's a very scary thing when you owe the IRS. Yeah, there's no recourse. We had another text I thought was very interesting. They're telling me, my man, we got somebody from Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, thank you for listening to us, Nashville. He says, get back onto the police behaving badly. We're going to get into that in a minute, as a matter of fact. I don't want to run out of time, but let me finish out this thought. When I said the White House and the black robes is the new voting, the new czar, the new dictatorship, you're going to have a series of executive orders because the president is going to say, hey, I can't get anything done because these Republicans are not working with me. They control the House. They control the Senate. It was a calculated move, I believe, because why would you want to disrupt your listening base? Why would you want to disrupt your listening base? He doesn't want the Democrats to win because he needs the Republicans to play the bad guy. If the Democrats win and things don't work out, it may tarnish his legacy. Now, if he has the Republicans in there, he can say, I know they're not going to give me what I want to do. I'm just going to play the game and show you that they don't want to do what I said. They're not going to be cooperative or collaborative. I'll just write an executive order. And then you're going to get the precedent for the next president. He's going to say, I can't get anything done. They continuously want gridlock. I'm going to start assigning these executive orders. And I'm telling you, be on the minds, be on the lookout for those executive orders. Now, I'm going to play a clip from Judge Neapolitan, I believe his name is, and he explains to you how this gridlock is organized. This was a judge who was on Fox, very in the know, and he gave this speech. It wasn't too long after he was fired from Fox. Judge Neapolitan gives a great speech because look at the politicians we have today. If you're in Florida, we have a gubernatorial election, and we have a liar, Charlie Crist, and we have a crook, Slick Rick Scott. This is what we have. We have a liar, Charlie Crist, who flip-flops, and we have Slick Rick. Two tarnished candidates. That's like a football coach gets fired from three different teams. You're going to hire the same thing. Why do you do that? Find new blood. Find another coach. In any event, I want you to listen to this speech from Judge Neapolitan. It's about 5 minutes, and he explains thoroughly how this two-party system is organized confusion to reach one particular agenda and goal. Be right back after you listen to this.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Tonight, what if the Constitution no longer applied? What if the whole purpose of the Constitution was to limit the government? What if Congress's enumerated powers in the Constitution no longer limited Congress, but were actually used as a justification to extend Congress's authority over every realm of human life? What if the president, meant to be an equal to Congress, has instead become a democratically elected, term-limited monarch? What if the president assumed that everything he did was legal just because he's the president? What if he could interrupt your regularly scheduled radio and TV programming for a special message from him? What if he could declare war on his own? What if he could read your emails and your texts without a search warrant? What if he could kill you without warning? What if Supreme Court justices no longer looked to the Constitution to determine the constitutionality of a law, but rather simply to what justices who preceded them thought about it? What if the rights and principles guaranteed in the Constitution have been so distorted in the past 200 years as to be unrecognizable by the founders? What if the 50 states were no longer sovereign entities, equals to each other, and parents of the federal government they voluntarily constituted? What if the states were mere provinces of a totally nationalized and fully centralized government? What if the Constitution was amended stealthily, not by constitutional amendments duly ratified by the states, but by the constant and persistent expansion of the federal government's role in our lives? What if the federal government decided if its own powers were proper and constitutional? What if the Constitution were no longer the supreme law of the land? What if you needed a license from the government to speak, to assemble, or to protest against the government? What if the government didn't like what you planned to say, and so it didn't give you the license? What if the right to keep and bear arms only applied to the government? What if posse comitatus, the federal law that prohibits our military from occupying our streets, were no longer in effect? What if the government considered the military an adequate dispenser of domestic law enforcement? What if cops looked and acted like troops and you couldn't distinguish the military from the police? What if you were not secure in your person, in your papers, and in your property? What if federal agents could write their own search warrants in defiance of the Constitution? What if the government could decide when you were and were not entitled to a jury trial? What if the government could take your property whenever it wanted? What if the government could continue prosecuting you until it got the verdict it wanted? What if the government could force you to testify against yourself simply by labeling you a domestic terrorist? What if the government could torture you until you said what the government wanted to hear? What if people running for president actually supported torture? What if the government tortured your children to get to you? What if government judges and government lawyers intimidated juries into convicting the innocent? What if the government could send you to your death and your innocence meant nothing so long as the government's procedures were followed? What if America's prison population, the largest in the world, was a cruel and unusual way for a country to be free? What if half the prison population never harmed anyone but themselves? What if the people had no rights except those the government chose to let them have? What if the states had no rights except to do as the federal government commanded? What if our elected officials didn't really live among us, but instead all had their hearts and homes in Washington, D.C.? What if the government could strip you of your rights because of where your mother was when you were born? What if the income tax was unconstitutional? What if the states were convinced to give up their representation in Congress? What if the government tried to ban you from using a substance in your body that is older than the government itself? What if voting didn't mean anything anymore because both political parties stand for big government? What if the government could write any law, regulate any behavior, and tax any event? The Constitution be damned. What if the government was the reason we don't have a Constitution anymore? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes, to love your country, you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
Well, folks, yeah, this man hit it right on the head because a lot of what he's saying is going down right now. Didn't I tell y'all? I'm telling y'all, this is a judge, formidable judge. He used to be on Fox. He gave that speech. He was done. Halas, finished. No more. Okay. And man, if I had time to break down what he said from magnitudes, he's just saying so much that is right. He's saying so much that is right. Listen, he said some things about the children. I want to get into this quickly. I think I'm going to revisit this next week and just break down what he's saying and give you evidence. This speech is like two or three years old. Okay, it's a couple years old, so he didn't just make this. And he's hitting some things right on the head. And you have to be aware of some of the things that's going down, that's transpiring. You have to be mindful of people that say few things, and you'll have the media cause them to look stupid, because what the media is going to do, they're going to discredit the character of the individual. So whenever he tries to speak, you dismiss him as a Looney Tune. Okay, that's what the media has to do. This is why we have this program, What is Truth? 321-345 WGGF, 321-345-9443. I have another text from someone in California. Thanks for tuning in. That says, wow, I never knew this was happening. And who is this judge? Again, once again, you get this stuff online. I'm going to see if we can upload some of this information to our page. We got another text from the East Coast saying, hey, this is scary stuff if it is true. Listen, we tell you plainly, what is truth? Go and investigate the evidences for yourself. And I'm telling you, people, I'm going to need some spiritual beings or some people who are knowing the know, because when they do this roundup, you know, we want to have an escape plan. So I've given you information about the Department of Homeland Security. This is media writing this. I don't write this stuff. I don't make this stuff up. I'm giving you information from what's out there. Okay. Now, I want to hit on some things. We got to move from this Black Rose and White House thing. I want to go to the homeschooling. I know most of you remember the tragedy that took place in Sandy Hook. Now, you have the governor of Connecticut trying to assault or declare war on homeschooling. Believe it or not, I kid you not. Trying to declare war on homeschooling, saying there needs to be more oversight on homeschools because of this guy who did the shooting, alleged did the shooting, was homeschooled. Briefly he was homeschooled. And they said, oh, we need the oversight board set up by the governor of the Sandy Hook tragedy, says, they need to do more oversight of homeschooling. Now, I don't know if you remember, there was a guy named Dan Page. One of these media outlets castigated this guy, dogged him out, said he was misogynist, said he was anti-patriotic, said he was just a Looney Tune. But if you listen to what the guy Dan Page said, the speech he gave about 2 years ago in its entirety, about an hour, he rambles a little bit. But if you listen to what he says, one thing I've learned is chew the meat, spit out the bone. Or they say chew the meat, spit out the fat. Either one. But if you listen to what he's saying, he has a lot of key points, just like Judge Neopolitano was saying. If you listen, they have good points. And they put out a bunch of hypotheticals to say, hey, listen, I'm just doing my best to help you connect the dots. I'm a voice in the wild, making you aware. This is what they're saying, but what is truth, okay? Just think about that. So this government board says there needs to be more oversight on homeschooling. Now, why did I mention Don Page? Because in this interview, which they label a rant, they said the government are going to take your kids away from you and indoctrinate them. That's what he said. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but many people are pulling their children out of public schooling and they're putting them in homeschooling. This is part one and a strategy to, in fact, take the kids. Oh, you're being very ridiculous. See, I got a text right now saying, they will not take my children. Stop going off the reservation. Okay, Jamie, thank you for that text. I'm not going to say where you're from. But a lot of people said a lot of things that's happening in this country is crazy. This guy, Judge, just told you a few things that sound outrageous. How could a mindset believe that this country would do such things? Huh? I got another text from Jack. Thanks, brother. I'm not going to label where you're from. He says, keep up the good work. there's no one going to take away my guns. That's why I'm a law-abiding carrier. Hey, thank you, brother, for those comments. And keep the comments coming. 321-345-WGGF. So now, I said Don Page, he said they're going to take your kids and they're going to indoctrinate them. Now, we see an attack already, and we see the blueprint of the governor getting this oversight board. Now, forget you. They don't need to come to you no more. They don't need to have you vote on it anymore, because if you vote on it, they can just take it to the black robe and he strike it down unconstitutional. The kangaroo corpse up high can say, oh, we won't touch it. They're giving you the idea and the precedence of how the law will be trumped and the Constitution will be no better than the tissue you wipe when you go to the bathroom to toss it and flush it down the toilet. That's how they're making the Constitution. Okay? Then look, you, if anybody really knew the Constitution and look at what some in government are doing, you'd be like, why no charges have been filed yet? Why no charges have been filed yet? So I said, go look at that speech Don Page gave when he says they want to take the children, and look at the fact that we see them doing a attack on homeschooling. Now, let me get this while it's still in my mind. We see police behaving badly. I don't know if you saw the footage where the police officer took the guy's money or went inside his pocket and took his money. It was about $1,200, and it just so happens that his sister was a basketball player in the European League. They got charges on this guy, and you know, they had the footage of them filming. Thank God for that. They had the footage of them filming what was going down. So he's going to be in trouble. And I'm telling you, watch what they do with this footage. Now, they had the FBI director on 60 Minutes saying Apple and these phone companies are guilty. They are giving consumers unlocked phones or phones that can't be unlocked. That phone is a weapon. Did you hear what I said? I said you on 60 Minutes, they had that director say phones are a weapon, and we need to be outraged that Apple are giving phones that can't be unlocked. Really, what you're seeing is so many police officers getting caught with the filming. I'm telling you now, they're going to label those phones as weapons. I'm telling you, and they're going to say you can't put pull that phone out when police are conducting business or the arrest, or you'll be in trouble. You're going to be brought up on charges for pulling out a weapon on a police officer. Listen to the key points, people. Listen to the key points, people. And if y'all keep saying, here, I got another text that says you're doing a lot of saying, but you're not proving evidence. I'm telling you what it said. Go look it up for yourself. Do I have to show you and give you everything, every citation? Do I have to? Really, do I have to? If I have to, I'll do that. But I'm giving you the information. I'm telling you where you can go find this. I'm not going online looking it up. You know that movie with Eddie Murphy, Nick Nolte, and asking for the information? The man behind the bar said, I'm not 401. You go look it up. All right. We have in Boston, we still have people demonstrating in Ferguson. And I want to commend the folks in Ferguson for not letting this die out. There's been too much time that has elapsed, and we still don't have a verdict for this particular officer that shot the young man, Mike Brown. Now, I wasn't there with the evidence, but it shouldn't take this long to figure it out. There's, in my opinion, from what we've seen and the evidence that has been released, they need to be inclined to making a decision one way or the other. And with that saying that, I don't know if y'all was watching the news, but we have Blade Runner, Pistorius, who also is back in the news, and they are trying to paint him as the victim. He shot his girlfriend, and there's a lot of eyebrow-raising information that came out of that, but it was something as well. Listen, we're running behind time. I got to take another break. Hey, you're listening to What is Truth? I'm your host, Dr. Weech, 321-345-WGGF. Please join us in the chat room. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
BiblicalDirect.com is your Bible haven for outreach, specialty, and study Bibles. They have prison ministry study Bibles and Spanish Bibles for your Spanish brothers in Yeshua. Churches looking for a place where you can order Bibles with your church logo? BiblicalDirect.com can meet your needs. Click on the banner from our website, WGGFradio.com. When you support them from our page, you're supporting us. BiblicalDirect.com from WGGFradio.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs are available, so call right now. 800-257-2873. 800-257-2873. 800-257-2873. Call the Total Transformation. 800-257-2873.
All right, welcome back to What is Truth? I'm your host, Dr. Weech. We got to move a little fast here. I want to be fair, but I have to mention this. I'm sure you heard about the story. Pastor confesses he stole money, used drugs, and had AIDS and slept with the church members. It's disgusting. This man named Juan Demetrius McFarlane, a pastor, he admitted to sleeping with women knowing he had AIDS now. He's stealing money out of the church, and he is refusing to step down. Now, I don't know why charges isn't being brought against this monster of a man, of an individual. Let me not even use the man adjective, a noun, rather. Let me not even say that. This guy sleeps with the women, and now, let me tell you, you can say, those women knew better, but let me tell you, a lot of people hold the influences of their religious clergy members to a high degree. And some of these guys can have an overwhelming amount of influence on some of these parishioners. And I don't want to dog organized religion or the church, because there's certainly a lot of clergy members that are doing outstanding jobs and upstanding citizens and with obligations and duties to their parishioners and the community. But when this monster rears its ugly head, we have to be angry, and we have to understand why hasn't the law come after this individual for knowingly sleeping around having full-blown AIDS. Now, the picture they have of this guy, he doesn't look like he's sick. He's looking pretty suave. He's, he looked like a smooth-looking middle-aged brother. You know what I'm saying? Clean cut. And we hope that something happens to this guy. Now, in my understanding of the ecclesiastical environment, there's a Holy Spirit that gives you information or discernment. And I'm like, wow, no one had that Holy Spirit to say this guy isn't moving accordingly to our biblical values. It's just like our country. Many of the people ain't reading the Constitution. Like, these elected officials are not moving in agreement of our Constitution. If they read the Bible, you can say this leader is not moving in agreement to the biblical principles and standards. Now, why did I mention that? Because Jeezy had a song called Holy Ghost. TD Jakes is suing Young Jeezy. That's right. You can check that out on our page. I'm going to see if I can upload this information. TD Jakes is suing the rapper because they're using his voice in that song or a bit of it. Now, I don't know if you know, there's another rapper, another poet out here, last name Lamar, and he used this preacher named Tierney in his song. And what? The system is so good. The agenda is so good. And I can't go into a great deal of it because you're going to say, ah, you're being ridiculous. And thank you for those texts. I want you to keep sending those texts. I can't get to these, all of the texts right away. I have a lot more information I want to give. But you had, I think, this guy, this other poet, rapper, rapper prophet that sent out, used another preacher's message named Tierney. And, you know, this guy, Tierney's always like, God! I mean, he just yelled it out. You go YouTube, it's very humorous. But Jakes is suing this guy. Now, again, you have the, let me go back to the Ferguson protest. Some people were arrested during this protest, and I again want to commend those organizers of that protest. They're peacefully demonstrating, and we commend that. They're peacefully demonstrating, and I just want to remember the words of Colin Powell. He was on one of the news magazines on Sunday, and I believe it was Meet the Press or Face the Nation, one or the other, one of those news magazines. Look at me dropping them. And he says, during the Trayvon Martin tragedy, he says, Americans are very forgetful to this degree. I'm not verbatim speaking what he said, but he says Americans have a short-term memory. They will not forget. They'll quickly forget this incident, and unfortunately, nothing will be happening. And I think what we're seeing in Ferguson are these people perpetuating the memory, saying no, not another young black man will die or be murdered by people who are supposed to serve and protect. And I want to commend those folks, and I'm going to keep all parties involved in my prayers and just hope that some form of healing and change will take place. And let me just say, I think the culture in the police departments, and after me speaking to law enforcement, black, white, and whatever color, I think that behavior is emboldened when you do not have the higher rankings reprimanding or doing something about this. What we have in the upper echelons of those ranks is covering up, condoning, and protecting these workers, these officers who are supposed to serve and protect. And mind you, listen, I know it's a dangerous job, and the good officers or the officers that are walking uprightly need to be commended. And I hope and pray that you make it home to your family every night during a traffic stop or whenever you're making those calls. I have a friend of mine, he's a minister, and he had his brother was murdered just making a call on domestic calls, shot in the head. The guy shot him in the head, police officer. And, you know, it's the work is dangerous. The work is dangerous. So those who are doing it uprightly, walking with integrity, have to be commended, and may you get home to your family every night. But we have a good number who are disgustingly crooked, deceitfully wicked, corrupt, stealing money. You see, this officer went in the man's pocket, took his roll of money, and he thought he was going to get away with it. But this guy has a job. He has a receipt. He just cashed his check, and he had things in order. He has an attorney, so he'll have some money coming to him soon. We have another black man killed, another young man in Missouri, I believe it was. And he was off duty. An off duty officer shot the kid. And they say the kid was shot multiple times. And he was an off duty officer. He said the kid shot back. The family said, nah, he wasn't armed. Now, there's another issue there. And I know on CNET, there's an illegal line of questioning where this guy pulls over a guy for a traffic stop. Police behaving badly, y'all. This guy pulls over this guy for a traffic stop and tries to get the guy to admit he has weed because he's carrying something, some golf disc or something in his car. And he says, the officer says, why do you guys always smoke weed? He says, I don't like you trying to make that determination and stereotype me. So you do smoke weed. Do you mind if I search your car? It was ridiculous. And he was recording it, but the police chief said, this is not the way our police department carries on. I commend the chief, because you could have had him out there saying, oh, well, you know, he could have condoned that. And I respect him because he said, hey, this is wrong. We're going to correct it. And I believe when you have leadership with integrity that are willing to call a wrong and willing to say, we're going to make the appropriate adjustments, I think that's commendable. Because you have a lot of politicians do that still lie. And that could be a lie what he's doing, but the fact that he said it is commendable. Now, respect to all of this we've done. Now, remember, I gave y'all an example last week of them trying to take the guns by the black robes. So they're saying if a family member feels you're a threat to yourself or someone else, they can go before the judge. The judge can say, okay, you can go and take their guns. Right? I'm giving you examples how it would be the White House and the black robes that will restrict and take the rights of Americans. Now, I think I covered everything. There was some other things I wanted to deal with this on this particular show. I definitely appreciated. One more thing. This is what I want to deal with. Big banks. If you had a home foreclosed on and you think you're off the hook, you better think again. Americans face post foreclosure hell as wages garnished, assets seized. This article was written on MSN.com money, and it says many Americans who lost their homes in housing bust, hoping to rebuild their credit, debt collectors are chasing them down for the money they owed by freezing their accounts, garnishing their wages, and seizing their assets. Now, I remember someone said I heard him say a speech, as a citizen, they want you as a slave, and a slave can't own nothing. Slave can't own property. Slave can't have money. They give you money. They give you what you're supposed to make. And mind you, if these things go before the judge, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. It says, I'm going to get a housing specialist on here next week, my brother Steve, and I want to give a shout out to him. He says, man, we need more talking, brother. Do some more talking. I've done more talking. I'm going to do what the people want to give you this information. If I'm not mistaken, the government gave the housing market a bailout with that TARP. So they made tons of money because they had insurance on the homes that were foreclosed on. They took back the homes and they're selling the homes again. They made tons of money. So I don't understand what's happening. It's amazing. This lady in 2008, Danielle Hutsick, broke up with a boyfriend, moved out, and they shared a home in Jacksonville. Her name was on the mortgage, and she moved to St. Louis, Missouri again, and she managed to save up $20,000 in her savings and restore her previously damaged credit by her job and work. So she's trying to do the right thing, upstanding citizen, going in the right direction. But on July 5th, a processor served her with a lawsuit demanding $91,000 from the portion of her mortgage that was still unpaid after the home was foreclosed and sold. So now, the government bailed them out. They had insurance on the property. They sold the property. And they're still coming after these people. Let me tell y'all something, folks. Keep the banks out of your business. I think that's what we need to do. We are into this mindset of overspending. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you keep money in your accounts, they can easily take it. I don't know if you remember years ago when the government of Cyprus took money out of the people's bank accounts. They told the banks, do not open. Do not open and let the people take their money out, because we're going to take it to cover some of the debt because the politicians stole the money. Yeah, seriously. Go look that up. Government of Cyprus took the money from the people and told the banks not to open so we can steal their money. So here it is. This lady says, hey, for 7 years, I think I'm good to go and put this behind you. And some people say, well, listen, they signed the mortgage. They shouldn't have run off with it. Wait a second. wait a second, if you really understood how much money the banks made, you wouldn't say that. And I totally agree. If you signed a bill, pay the money, but how many politicians steal? And it's not condoning for thievery, but the banks have made tons of money. Let this woman live her life. Let people regain their credit. Let people have a sound state of mind. You see? So it says she began to hide her money. She says she took her money out of the account, and she obviously is storing it someplace, but I don't think that's a problem, because once they realize you have the money there, a judge can say, I'm ordering you to put back the money and pay these people. So, you know, we're in serious times, people. We're in serious time. In any event, hey, I think that's my time. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Hey, continue to support what we're doing. And if you can donate, because this is how this show makes it. Send a donation, and you can go to the webpage to find out how to do that. Please tell at least 6 other people. We have channels out there. Subscribe to our channels. And just continue to support us and this movement that we're doing. We're putting out what is truth. Ask yourself, can you handle the truth? What is truth? Hey, continue to send us those comments via email. And continue to just let us know what you think. 321-345-WGGF. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, What is Truth, Dr. Weech. And we'll see you next week, God willing. Shalom.
Y'all, they got all those questions. There's too many questions that need to be answered. Would if there were a cure for AIDS and cancer? Would it be affordable for the poor? Would it be sold in stores? Or would it cause confusion of political war? Or would they keep it and leave the poor to die off? Or would they sell it and just raise the cost? Would it be hard time for the poor living? Or would every day be Thanksgiving? What if there were no such thing as robbers? Would it make a difference if these people still rob us and try to mob us? What if they never brought us over to this land for the slaughter? What if we didn't have a president? What if we had dope? Would we all be selling it? What if all of us remained celibate? What if you knew the secret of life? Would you be telling it? What if? Can you feel me? Can you feel me? I said, what if? Can you feel me? What if? What if there was never a reason to be killing? What if we had money? Would we all be chilling? What if we had goals? Would we all be grilling? What if we had guns? Would we all be villains? What if there wasn't jails enough to hold us? What if the po-po's, they couldn't control us? What if the white man would have never stole us and brung us over here and tried to mold us? What if they all smoked weed with no dust? They all got along, they never did fuss. What if everyone you could trust? You could look at a woman with no lust. What if there was never a reason to cuss? You dealt with your problems, you never did bust. What if being black was more than a plus? What if this whole world belonged to us? I said, what if? Can you feel me? Can you feel me? Can you feel me? I said, what if? Can you feel me? What if? Found there was no heaven and hell was fake. What if you found once you die, you never awake? What if there wasn't a God that watched us all? Would the earth still levitate or would she fall? Would she die? What if they put a ban on gays, ban on straights, even put a ban on AIDS? What if there wasn't such a disease or such a disease or any other deadly disease? Answer me, please. What if we all learned from living so many people wouldn't die from the lack of giving? What if they gave us knowledge of the work in prison? Would it put an end to their $1 million business? What if the government flipped the strip and sold dope? Or is on every corner selling weed and coke? Sold in prescription bottles, X pills on commercials, advertised by models. What if you found out the truth about 9/11, about the thoughts and intents that became a weapon? What if you found out Obama was trying to rape us with this new world order that finally breaks us? What if?
You're listening to WGGF Radio. Good news, good music talk radio.